Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order will be, I'd like for everyone to please stand while we have the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by member Mr. Rivers, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rivers. Okay, next we'll have the approval of this evening's revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Mr. Lang.
Gentlemen, the agenda was revised on April 27th to include the approval of the minutes and finding the facts of March 16th, 2015 and April 6th of 2015. We revised again on April 29th of 2015 to remove the findings of facts from March 16th of 2015. Revised on May 1st of 2015 to update case number 11569. Those are the changes.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knight. Are there any other? In hearing none?
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Can you have a second to that motion?
We'll second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda as last done. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay, next we'll have the approval of the minutes of our March the 16th, 2015 meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion again by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. Rickard, that we approve the minutes of our March the 16th meeting. Again, all those in favor of that motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Now we have the approval of the minutes of our April the 6th, 2015, and the approval of the finding of the facts for April the 6th, 2015 meeting.
Approve the approval of the minutes of April 6th and the finding of the facts of April 6th.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes and the finding of facts of our April the 6th, 2015 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Now by Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will then be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of this room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements. Avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and the expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.